Blog Talk Radio.
Don't let nothing worry you. He tells us don't let nothing worry you. Hallelujah. Powerful, powerful, almighty God. Praise God, praise God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Praise God. Wonderful and awesome God are you. We love you, Lord. We love you. Oh, we give you the praise, God. We give you the praise. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory to his name. Hallelujah. Let's just enter in tonight and praise his name. Praise his wonderful and awesome and mighty name. Praise God. Come on, come on. Yes, he is. Come on. Praise God. Just dance unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. I know I do. Hallelujah. I just dance like David right here by myself. Hallelujah. If you love him, go on and praise him and dance then. Hallelujah. He's worthy. He's exalted. He's high and lifted up. Praise God. Ooh. Sing unto the Lord. Open up your heart.
Thank you.
somebody now. You ought to declare something tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. He's worthy. We was created to praise him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Always the glory. Worship you only. I will always love and adore you. There's no one for you. As long as I have breath, Lord, I'm coming on. I will always worship. I will always worship. Praise God. I just love that song. I just had to play that song tonight because I love that song. I will just love and adore him. You know why? Because God has done so much for me. God has done so much for you. God has done so much that we cannot tell it all. We cannot fathom in our little mind all that God has done for us. He died for us. He gave his life for us, that our sins may be forgiven. Praise God. And then he placed his Holy Spirit within us. Praise God. And not only that, he's seated on the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us. Not only that, God said, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Oh, I can go on and on and on and on about my Jesus and how much of what he has done. Praise God. Can you think about it? Can you think about the goodness of Jesus and what all he has done for you? Then he have promises of what he's going to do. He's a mighty God. He's an awesome God. He made us. He made us. And he knows all about us. There is nothing he don't know. And from what I can understand, he took his time and fearfully and wonderfully made us. He didn't just make us. He fearfully
And he looked at it and said it was good. Oh, praise God. Enough to die for. Enough to die for. Who else can do this for you? No man but Jesus. Hallelujah. Wakes us up in the morning, allows us to get good sleep, allows us to be fed spiritually and physically. He said, I won't even hold no good thing from those that walk upright before me. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. You are listening to God's Favorites Ministry. Have you lost a loved one, son or daughter to drugs or to the prison walls? Maybe slain by the bullet, so forth. Whatever you may be going through tonight, maybe some type of sickness or disease. Maybe that son or that daughter's in trouble. God's Favorites are reaching out to help heal your hurts. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He is willing to give us rest. Rest. Yes, he wants to give us rest. He knew what we would face during the day. He knew the obstacles. He knew the trials and the tribulations. He knew. He knew what he had to face. Praise God. Think about it. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. He knew what we would have to face. If he had to face it, and he took on the worst part for our sin, what about us? Praise God. His love has covered everything. It's done. Yes, it's done. It's done. Praise God. Let us pray. Praise God. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father, we come to you, Lord God, because we love you, Lord. We're just, oh God, reminiscing over some of the things you have done for us, God. But God, we cannot tell it all. We cannot tell it all. You have done so much, Lord. God, you put us in your loving arms, and you comfort us when we need comforting. And God, you always got us on your mind, Lord God. You said, God, that you will never leave us nor forsake us, oh God. Thank you, my Father. Thank you for being our Father. Thank you for being our God. Thank you for being our protection. Thank you for being, oh God, everything, oh God, oh Father God, that we need, oh God. Because you said, oh God, you supply our every need. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. You supply our every need. And God, thank you, Lord God. You said you would give to us liberally, oh God, so you don't withhold good things. You said you give your children good things. Oh, praise God. God, you're so awesome. God, you're so awesome. How can we not praise you? How can we not give you our love and our attention, oh God? You are everything, God. Everything that pertaineth to life and godliness, oh God. Now, Father, there may be some mother out there, oh God, may have lost her son to drugs or to the prison walls, God. But Father God, I know you can save him. I know that there is deliverance in your name, oh God. I know that you cares for him, oh God. Oh my God. I know, God, oh Father God, you knows the heart and you knows the pain. Oh God, you knows, oh God, everything that a mother have to face, God. You know every trial and every tribulation, God. Oh, praise God. God, you hold everything dear to your heart, God. So, Lord, touch her, comfort her, and give her the peace that passes all understanding. Oh, praise God. Lord, it's maybe that daughter may have gotten pregnant and has hurt that father's heart. He has a broken heart, God. Father, you know the father loves his daughters, oh God. You know how you made the heart of a daughter to her father and the heart of a mother to her son, God. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you, Lord, for touching him, God. Thank you, oh, God, for healing, God. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, I just thank you, Lord God, when we can call up on you, God, and call up on that name, God, and Jesus, God, that you hear us, oh, God. Oh, God, oh, Father God, Lord, when we are broken, oh, God, when our hearts are broken, when our spirits are broken, Lord, and Lord God, we don't know who to turn to, but no one else but you, Father. You're right there, God. You're right there, my Father, to help us. Oh, God, yes, Lord, you is who you want us to turn to you, Lord. Thank you, Father. You want us to look to you, God, to lean upon you and depend upon you, Father. Here we are, God. We are your children, God. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you, Lord God, for who you are, God. We just thank you, Father God. Oh, God, thank you, Lord God. Oh, God, we understand in a way why you made us like this so we can depend upon you, God. Hallelujah. You knew everything, oh, God, from the beginning to the end. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. You know all things. Hallelujah. Oh, God, from the beginning of our lives until the end, oh, God. I thank you, Father God, that you tell us to keep the faith and trust in you, oh, God, with all our heart, with all our mind, and with all our soul, oh, God. Just trust in you and God. Oh, God, we thank you, Father God, that you are there, oh, God. We can come and lay down all our heavy burdens. Praise God. Oh, God, thank you, thank you, thank you. Touch that one, oh, God, that's on drugs tonight. Oh, God, deliver. Touch that one behind prison walls tonight. Oh, God, meet with them, oh, God. Touch them, oh, God, and draw them to you, oh, God. Father God, we pray for our police officer's family. Oh, God, we lost a police officer in the line of duty, and it broke our hearts, but God, you know. You're going to heal that too, God, because we're bringing it before you. God, if it hurts us and it's not our family, how we know that it is hurting them. So we ask you to touch that wife and those children, oh, God, and the entire police force, oh, God, and comfort them, oh, God, and bring peace in their lives again, oh, God. We know that you can do anything but fail, God. Because you knew that this was going to happen too, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to lay all our cares and burdens, oh, God, at your feet, God. Our God, oh, God, Father God, we know the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Oh, God, but you have come that we may have life and more life more abundantly. He wants to steal, oh, God, what you have invested in us. He wants to kill the spirit, your spirit that's living in us. And he wants to destroy everything, God, that you have, oh, God. Oh, God, put before us. Oh, God, but we will persevere. We will persevere. We will press on. And we will claim victory, victory, victory all the way, God. In you, Lord God, there is victory. In you, oh God, there is peace. In you, oh God, there is sufficiency. Oh God, thank you, Father. My God, my God, my God, in whom I trust. Oh God, thank you, Lord. We lay down every care and burden right now. Everything that we've been carrying throughout today, God. Oh God. Here it is, God. Here it is. I bring that young man before you. I bring that husband before you. I bring that wife before you, Lord. That family, oh, God. Oh, God, you created it. And the devil is trying to cause havoc. That divorce, oh, God, that's about to go through, God, you can stop it. Oh, God, you can bring love in the hearts of man and woman again. Because you created the family, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, God, we just pray, oh, God, tonight for all the sick and afflicted everywhere, God. Oh, Father God, those that are, oh, God, living in a nursing home, hospitals, bedridden hospital beds, God, there's nothing too hard for you to do, God. You can give them the peace and the comfort right where they are, oh, God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we just thank you, God, for what you do, because you, oh, God, reaches every part of our life. Oh, God, you don't leave nothing, oh, God, in us undone. Praise God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Oh, you told us to give thanks, but this is the will that concerns it. We thank you, Father, for what you're doing, God, what you will do, God. Oh, God, we can be in expectations, oh, God, of what you're going to do for us, God. Yes, God, we can believe, God. Oh, God, yes, God, and we can trust you, God, that you're going to do it, God. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Oh, speak to our hearts right now, oh, God. Hallelujah. Oh, we need you to speak, Lord. Speak, Lord. Speak, Lord. Speak, Lord. Oh, speak in our hearts, oh God. Oh, Jesus, we need you to speak. Teach us, lead us, guide us. Oh, God, speak to us, God. Oh, God, oh, Father God, you are God, you are God, you are God. In Jesus' name, praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. Well, praise God, my co-host is out tonight, and we're going to get right on into the message. Praise God, hallelujah, and we want the Lord to speak through us, through the message tonight, our title tonight. These are light afflictions. Praise God. These are light afflictions. Praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord God. Then do you know that we're going to have afflictions? These are light afflictions. I don't know what you're going through, and I don't know what you may be going through tonight. I don't know what you may be facing tonight. Praise God. But I do know they are light afflictions. You know, I am, and we are watching different things that are going on in our country, in our world, from storms to earthquakes, plane crashes, divorces, murders in the government. We look around and something, you know, I just look sometime, I turn on the TV and it's something constantly, constantly going on. It's something constantly going on to make up this world. There is something happening, wildfires, all kinds of things. You just name it. There are all kinds of things happening. And yes, it is touching our hearts. It touches our hearts. It hurts. It hurts. And we need healing. Praise God. When we are hurt, we also must get healing. Praise God. God wants us to be healed. He wants us to be set free. And sometimes we are concerned. How are we going to rebuild? When we think about, I know many of them that have faced many storms and hurricanes, and we see all the devastation in Puerto Rico and other parts of the country. How are we going to, where do we start? Where do we go from here? What do we do? I never had to face something like this. What must I do? We have so many questions. Our mind is bombarded with questions, wondering, in distress. The devil wants to torment at this time. He wants to torment your mind with all kind of questions that you be laden and heavy laden and burdened. This is what the enemy has come to do. Think about it. God knew that this was going to happen before it happened. Anything in your life, it doesn't have to be the earthquakes. It could be many other things. But just know. Know who you're supposed to go to when it's time to go. When you, whatever you're facing, who do, let your mind think upon whom you're supposed to go to in a time like this. When you have been hit so hard in the face with a trial that you never thought that you would face. Praise God. First thing, the very first thing we should do is to rest. Go to God and rest in Him. Relax for a few minutes or an hour or a day or however long it takes you to relax in God. Rest in Him. Praise God. He is the answer for everything that concerneth us. Enter into God's rest and then ask Him for help. Ask God for help. God, I need your help. Lord, I don't know what to do, and I don't know where to go, and I don't know what you want me to do. Just talk to God and empty all the hurt out on Him, because He said bring all your cares and burdens to Him. Empty it. God knows what is going on and what is going to take place before you did. Yes, He did. He knew. God is trying to get our attention to call upon Him. To call upon Him. He said, call upon me and I will answer you. Praise God. God is wanting to answer us. He's wanting us to rely upon Him, to trust Him, praise God, to believe on Him. Let's look at a scripture here right quick. 2 Corinthians 11, 16 through 33. 16 through 33. And this is talking about the Apostle Paul in his sufferings, since we are talking about sufferings. I say again, let no man think me a fool. If otherwise, yet as a fool receive me, that I may boast myself a little. That which I speak it not after the Lord, but as it were foolishly in this confidence of boasting, seeing that many glory after the flesh, I will glory also. For ye suffer fools gladly, seeing ye yourselves are wise. For ye suffer if a man bring you into bondage, if a man devour you, if a man take of you, if a man exalt himself, if a man smite you on the face. Thinking about it now. If a man do you all these things, if a man, even if he smite you on your face, I speak as concerning reproach, as though we had been weak. How be it? Wherein soever is bold. Praise God. I speak foolishly. I am bold also. Are they Hebrew? So am I. I don't care who they are. Are they Israelites? So am I.
Are they the seed of Abraham? So am I. Are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more in labors, more abundant, in stripes above measure, in prisons more frequently, in death oft. Of the Jews 5 times received I 40 stripes, save one. Three times I was beaten with rods. Once was I stoned. Thrice I suffered shipwreck. A night and a day I have been in the deep, in journeying often, in perils of water, in perils of robbers, in perils by my own countrymen. Come on, somebody. In perils by the heathens. People hate you sometimes. In pearls in the city, in pearls in the wilderness, in pearls in the sea, in pearls among false brethren. Paul is trying to tell us something here. There are many things that we may go through. Let's continue. In pearls in the city, in pearls in the wilderness. You may feel like you're in the wilderness sometimes. In pearls in the sea, in pearls among false brethren. You're going to be accused falsely, the Bible says, sometimes. In weariness, in painfulness, in watching often, in hunger, in thirst, in fasting, often in cold and nakedness. You don't know what you may have to face before you leave this earth. You just don't know what you may have to face. Beside those things that are without, that which cometh upon me daily, the care of all the churches, who is weak, and I am not weak, but is often, and I burn not. I must need glory. I will glory of the thing which concern mine infirmities, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which bless forevermore, knoweth that I lie not. In Damascus, the governor under Artris, the king kept the city of Damascus with a garrison, desirous to apprehend me. And through a window, a basket was I let down by the wall and escaped his hand. God will provide a way of escape. I don't care what you may be going through, what you're facing. God will provide a way of escape. Just like the children of Israel. When they went through that Red Sea and Pharaoh's was on their back, God provided a way of escape. God let the waters roll back on them and they all drowned. Praise God, he let them get through. If we think about, let our minds think about upon what God has done for the men of old, he'll do the same thing for you. God is not a partial God. Praise God. So we see here Paul talked about all his afflictions and all those that he didn't get and how you will get them and what you will face. Sometimes it's from your own household. Afflictions are going to come. But as I say, rest in the Lord and call upon the Lord, and he will answer you. These are light afflictions. I don't care what they, how they feel like they are bombarding your life. These are light afflictions. Praise God. Lighter. Oh, you may say, oh, but Pastor Vivian, I am hurting too bad. My whole body is aching, or someone did me, and my heart is so broken, or my son is behind prison, or he got killed last night. But these are light afflictions. Paul said he had been through everything. He named everything that he had been through. Shipwreck, sometimes in the cold, sometimes in prison. You just name it. He had been there. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Let's look at another scripture then. 2 Corinthians 12, praise God, 5 through 10 says, hallelujah, of such a one I will glory, yet of myself I will not glory. I'm not going to glory in myself, but in my infirmities. For though I would desire to glory, I would not be a fool, for I will say the truth. But now I forbear, lest any man should think of me above that which he seeth me to be, or that he heareth of me. And lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in my flesh. Paul is saying still, after he went through all of that, he still got a thorn, and it's something another is going to try to tackle you. The messenger of Satan came to him to buffet him. Lest I should be above, exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. He sought the Lord, as I said earlier. Rest in the Lord and call upon Jesus. And he said to me, my grace is sufficient for thee, and my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distress. Paul goes on to name them. I take pleasure. For when I am weak, then I am strong. Paul is letting us know, I don't care what it is, we can take pleasure in it. Praise God. When we rely upon our own human ability, we suffer longer. But when we rely on Jesus, he will deliver. Paul talks about the thorn in his flesh. What is the thorn in your flesh today? Is there something that seems that you just can't seem to shake it? Or working on your nerves? It got your nerves all upset. Bring it to Jesus. It could be a child that's staying in trouble. It may be some type of illness or whatever you may be facing, the devil. Like he said, Satan tries to bring these things upon you sometimes. God uses suffering to strengthen our faith. God uses suffering sometimes to strengthen our faith. But why do we have to suffer, or why do we have to go through such hardships? Because one man, Adam, sinned. And Jesus has paid the ultimate price for our suffering. These are light afflictions. These are just light afflictions now that we have to go through. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, I know you're telling me, oh, but you just don't know how it feels. Oh, yes. But God knows. He's all-knowing God. James 1. 2 through 4 says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptation, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. Let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Praise God. Hallelujah. So James even encouraged us, we just read how Paul did. Praise God. Hallelujah. So God is trying to encourage us in all of his word to be encouraged and go through. Praise God. When we fall into sin, we are going through testings and trials. We are going through tests. God does not want us to give up. He wants to give us patience to go through. Be patient in the thing. Just rely upon him. He wants us to exercise the fruits of the Spirit. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Spirit, which is love,
love in spite of no matter what you're going through. And don't get bitter in it. Let the joy of the Lord, joy, his joy. Oh, let the joy of the Lord be your strength. Praise God. His peace, praise God. Oh, be peaceful in it. Praise God. His gentleness, his goodness, his meekness, and his faithfulness, and his self-control. Control yourself. Don't get out of control. Let the devil make you get out of control where you want to fight and kill up people. No. Oh, just rest in the Lord. Praise God. These are light afflictions. Praise God. God wants to produce his greatness in us. All that he has made us to be and to become mighty warriors for him and his glory. Praise God. Everything we do should glorify God, knowing and believing and keeping the faith that he is going to bring us through and deliver us. Satan has was granted permission, if you remember, in Job. Let's go over there. Job 1 and 10, I believe. Yeah. No, Job 2. Job 2, praise God. If we go back there and look at Job 2, praise God, 1 through 10. Praise God. Hallelujah. And it reads as this. Job is tested again. Think about Job and all his testing. And there was a day when the sons of God were presenting themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them, present himself before the Lord. And the Lord said unto Satan, from whence comest thou? And Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it. And the Lord said to Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in all the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil, and still he holdeth fast his integrity, although thou movest me about him to destroy him without cause? And Satan answered the Lord and said, skin for skin, yea, all that a man had will he give for his life. What will you give for your life? But put forth thine hand now, and touch his bone and his flesh, and he will curse thee to thy face. That's what Satan wants us to do, is give up on God. And the Lord said unto Satan, behold, he is in thine hand, but save his life. So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord and smote Job with sores and boils and the sole of his feet until the crown of his head. And he took him a potsherd and scraped himself withal and sat down among the ashes. Then said his wife unto him, doest thou still remain dying in integrity? Curse God and die. That's as I said earlier, sometimes it'll be among your own household. But he said unto her, thou speakest as a foolish woman. Speaketh what? Shall we receive good at the hand of God? And shall we not receive evil? And all this did Job sin not with his lips. God is there to answer every one of our problems. How would you feel if you had to endure this as Job? I don't think if anyone had to encounter anything like Job just had to encounter by losing everything that he had, even the flesh fell from his bones, even someone of his own household said, curse God. Come on, somebody, think about it. Have you ever, ask yourself, have I ever endured anything of that sort? Ecclesiastes 11 and 8 says, praise God. But if a man live many years and rejoice in them all, yet let him remember the days of darkness, for they shall be many, and all that cometh is vanity. I don't care how many years you live upon this earth, there is going to be some hard times. That's what he just said. You can live and enjoy all the pleasures that life can bring. But God says judgment is coming. We must put away the evil things that is our flesh tries to hold on to and do those things that are pleasing for God. Job's children was out partying and having a good time, having a stomping good time, when they came and were stole away by the enemy. Things are happening, and it is happening fast. God is trying to get our attention. God is trying to get our attention. Praise God. The enemy comes at a time we think not, to kill and destroy. But God tells us to be ready at all times. We ought to be clothed in Him at all times in prayer. Our minds stayed upon Him, praising Him. We have so much to be thankful, thanking God for, until we can't think about it all. It's so much. Praise God. Let's look at Colossians one more chapter I have here. Praise God. Colossians chapter 2. Praise God. And see what it says. Colossians chapter 2 tells us, praise God, hallelujah. Think about the trials, the afflictions. Colossians chapter 2 is a warning against errors. God warns us all through His word. Praise God. For I would that ye know what great conflict I have for you, for them in Laodicea, and for as many as have not seen my face in the flesh, that their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love. This is what God wants us to do all while we on this earth, to love one another, unto all the riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God. We should be searching and waiting for the mysteries of God and of the Father and of Christ, in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Everything God has it for us. And this I say, lest any man should beguile you with enticing words. All these things going to come about. In whom are all hidden treasures of wisdom and knowledge. And I say, lest any man should beguile you with enticing words. For though I be absent in the flesh, he's not here, yet I am with you in the spirit, joining and beholding your under order and the steadfastness of your faith in Christ. He's there holding everything for us. Praise God. As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in Him. We ought to be walking in Christ so that we can look at these things as light affliction. Praise God. Rooted and built up in Him. Established, praise God, in the faith, praise God, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. We ought to be giving God thanks at all times. Praise God. Beware lest any man spoil you through vain philosophy and bring deceit after the tradition of men, after the regiment of the world. Oh, that's what I'm saying earlier. There are things that are going to be happening in this world constantly. Don't be carried away with the things that's happening in this world. Keep your eyes fixed on Jesus. This is what He's telling us. In whom also ye are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands. Hallelujah. Thank God. Man didn't make me. In the putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ, buried with Him in baptism, wherein also ye are risen with Him through the faith
of the operation of God, who has raised him from the dead. And you being dead in your sin and the uncircumcision of your flesh has been quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses. God has redeemed you. He has forgiven you of all your sins. Praise God. You being dead to those things that once was, God is keeping you now. Praise God. Hallelujah. Blotting out the handwriting of ordinance, yes, Lord, that was against us. Praise everything that was against us. It's no longer. Praise God. Hallelujah. Which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. Praise God. You ought to be jumping and shouting now. And having spoiled principalities and powers, and made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in him. Jesus done it for us. Jesus has done it for us. Praise God. Let no man therefore judge you in meat or drink, or respect of a holy day, or in a new moon, nor of the Sabbath days, which are the shadow of things to come, but the body is of Christ. Let no man beguile you of your reward in a voluntary humanity and worshiping of angels and intruding upon those things which he has not seen. Hallelujah. Man ain't never seen these things. Vainly puffed up in his fleshly mind. That's only in his fleshly mind. And not holding the head from which all the body, by joints and bands, having nourishment, ministering and knit together, increases with the increase of God. We are all knitted together by God. Every joint, every part of the body, God knows it. When things come upon us, he tells us, don't worry. Because the part, this body, is knitted together by him. Through him, we are made together. All we are to do is walk in love, call upon him, be patient, trust in him, keep the faith. Praise God. Keep the faith. Don't give up when the trial seems so hard. Don't throw in the towel when the trial seems so hopeless. God is there. God is there. He will never leave us. God is there. See, we have to put God into practice where many times we wants to give up. We wants to throw in the towel. We just want to say, oh, God, I can't take it. I can't take it. Then you have not received the strength of God yet. He wants you to know his strength is sufficient. Hallelujah. Know that God is with you always. I'm so glad you're here with me tonight. Be back next Sunday night at 7 p.m. at the same time. And on Friday night with Minister Janice at 7 p.m. to 7:30. Praise God. May the Lord bless you. May he keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he lift up his countenance towards you. And may he be gracious to you and give you peace. Praise the Lord. I pray that you be blessed this week, that all beyond measure, God has great things in store for us, still has great things. He has not given up on you, and he won't give up on you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Get someone to tune in with you and call in and listen to our program. We will be happy to see you on to Praise God with us. Praise God. Have a good night now. Bye-bye. Praise God.